we are here on the red couch with the one and only Clayton from Dutch Bros. Hey, everyone, it's Brant Boersma. And that was my attempt at getting everyone super excited for today's. You know what? This is a second cut. Second cut. We had to recut it because Phil.
I didn't make it.
Phil screwed it up again.
Phil.
No. It's not his fault. But really, in 3, 2, what's up, Dutch Nation? Brant Boersma here on the Red Couch, Dutch Bros Studios. Yes, you know the drill. You know what we're doing. We're sitting down and we're going line by line through the Creed. So we're on that infamous line 3. And with me today is my good friend, Clayton Martin, a.k.a. hashtag Clayton from Dutch Bros.
What's up, guys?
So make all your friends feel like there's something in them. That's what we're talking about today. But really getting down to the nitty gritty of that, the specifics of it is really just having friends as a whole. Now, don't get all serious on me, okay? Because listen, I can speak from the heart about Clayton. He's a super friendly guy. He loses graciously at horse and at one-on-one.
I won pig, though.
You did win pig today. We played basketball, and I was in Birkenstocks, just to shout out to my, you know, what is Birkenstocks, a German company?
I think so.
My fellow hippies out there, much love from the Birkenstock Nation. I don't wear socks with the Birks. I have before, only when I was trying to express my Star Wars socks that I had, and I was like, I got to let people see this. It was one was Boba Fett, and the other was Han Solo. And I felt like it was really good, especially, you know, spoiler alert, you know, if you haven't seen the new Star Wars, don't listen, but I had to pay some, you know, much love.
Wait, okay, so does that mean, like, your left foot had a bounty on your right foot?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it was SWAT, you know, you're a little off. It was my right foot had the bounty. But we've got Clayton from Dutch Bros. Clayton, what the heck? Tell me your story.
Dude, well, I started with Dutch Bros in the 80s. I was a stock guy in Florida. No, I'm just kidding. Someone said that the other day. I'm like, that's crazy. I started with Dutch Bros when I was 17, right out of high school. Actually, got hired the day high school got out. I walked in the coffee house. I was like, hey, like, I'm just going to school. And then,
I'm Clayton from Dutch Bros. I mean...
And then Rita Pickern, who is now the franchisee of Colorado.
Word.
She was the manager at the coffee house, and she's like, hey, and I'd come in like 6 months previous and like checked in and did the whole thing trying to get a job, but I was like, no, there's no way, like, not cool enough. Dutch Bros is so awesome. But so I got a job at Fred Meyer, 6 months go by, I'm going, last day of high school, go in. She's like, hey, do you still want to work here? I'm like, what? Like, you still remember me? And she's like, yeah, come behind the counter. And I was like, whoa, like, are you serious? And so I go back there and I'm just like perma smile for like an hour before school. Just like, customers would walk up, I wouldn't even like ask what they wanted. I would just like smile at them. Like,
when you have really white teeth, they're straight too. Yeah,
it's, yeah.
Are you? Crazy. I mean, do you have a lot of followers on Instagram? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
What? It's interesting though, because of social media stuff like that. It's easy to have a lot of followers, a lot of things, but the thing that is not necessarily the easiest thing in life is to have friends that are real and that can kind of bring you through hard times. And so really speaking to this line of the Creed where it's making your friends feel like there's something in them, that making them feel like they're worth something. You know, you've had an interesting, unique path on where you're at today, which you're one of the leading managers at Hillcrest, our Dutch Bros Hillcrest in Grants Pass here. So I'd love to hear your kind of, you know, talk to me about the importance of having friends.
Dude, friends are everything. And I have the greatest friends in the world. And it's really cool because we're like a brotherhood. We hold each other accountable for everything. And we're always pushing each other for that next level of excellence with Dutch Bros or with basketball or with whatever we try to do. But yeah, friends are everything.
What now, I mean, how old are you? You're 20 now, right?
Yeah,
so you're out of high school. I mean, this is one thing that happens is when you're in high school, you have all these friends and like the world is high school, you know? And then you graduate and you move on from there. And what happens is you have friends that move away. You have, and you make new friends. And, but I guess, you know, you've had a kind of a, I don't know if it's okay to talk about or if you're willing to share about it and stuff, yeah. But you've had a personally a kind of a hard year with loss and emotions and stuff. And
yeah. So pretty crazy story. When I was 5 years old, my mom passed away of cancer. And, so right after that, my grandma, she adopted me and she raised me through everything. She taught me everything. And she's the most amazing person that's ever been in my life. And I love her so much and she'll always be with me. But she actually passed away, July 18th of this year. So it's been pretty wild. I've had to grow up super fast but my friends have been there through everything. And I just can't stress enough how important it is to have friends that, that will just be there for you. And, they really, it's like iron sharpening iron. They, can bounce things off each other and they just, yeah, I can't even describe how much they've helped me through this past year. And
how do you, I mean, how do you, what are some of the things that, how do you make friends?
How do you make friends?
You know, I feel like that sometimes people struggle with that even, you know, I mean, people struggle with just, being vulnerable enough to, yeah. Or open enough to interact with other people.
Yeah. Well, first off, like this job that this company that we work for, just brings together the greatest people in the world. And, it's cool. And they're also really so friendly. And this job makes it easier for us to go out. And at least for me, I don't want to say I was an introvert, but I was shy, before this job. And this job really like opened me up to like now, like it's pretty cool going anywhere in Grants Pass and knowing half the town just from coming through the stand. And like, I don't consider them like my customers, they're my friends. And, it's really cool. It's rad. And, I think we can use this job as a tool for that. It's my favorite thing is hiring someone who is an introvert and then watching them over the course of 6 months become the most extroverted human being possible because they just want to talk to people. They just want to get to know people.
Why do you think that is? Why is that? What happens?
It's there's something cool about just having a big group of friends, having a people knowing people, and just I guess in a sense having connections, but more so just the love that you get to share with those people and the conversations, the coffee. It just makes it really special.
It is I feel like, well, you said coffee. I feel like coffee is a big deal, but I think it's the exposure that you're given to someone else, you know, and like in a trust that's developed over time, you know?
Absolutely.
Because it's easier, because you have some friends that are closer than others. You know, we all do. We have some friends that we can tell some of the heavier things that can walk us through that. And then you have the friends that you just kind of see out and about and don't necessarily, you know, like do social or like, you know, one-on-one kind of hangouts with them or something like that, you know, but totally. I think there's a saying that it's like, you gotta be friendly in order to have friends, you know? And
yeah,
it's one of the things that, I mean, I remember your first, adventure. Well, I don't know. I think it was right after you just got hired. I think you were just hired or just got done training or something. You were at the coffee house and we were doing a little tour of like all the kind of the history of DB and Grants Pass. I call it the homeland tour. And you were just there and you were always like just smiling with all the chiclets in your mouth. You're like, hey, just the pearly whites, you know? It's like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? And you're like, hey, and you asked, you were like, hey, can I tag along? I was like, sure. What was your name again? it's Clayton. I was like, oh, okay, man. Yeah, come on in. And so you were always very smiley. But that saying of like, you have to be friendly in order to have friends. Because I think it's, if you're not willing to be outgoing at all, then it's no one is going to, if no one's ever outgoing, then no one's ever going to communicate. No one's ever going to talk, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that it's important in that aspect. And then when those heavier times kind of come in life, because they do, you guys, unfortunately, life is life, and it's not always easy, and it's not always fun. But it's nice to have those people that you can count on for that. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, though, because just recently, I know some of your really close friends have moved out of town or are in the process of it.
Yeah. So, gosh, who are my close friends? Jackson Luckin. He joined the mob about a year ago when they first started doing the mob or the new mob.
What's the new mob? Tell everyone.
The new mob is a group of the coolest kids ever that go around and they help open up new stores and help train up the franchisees and train up the new employees and get the stores going. Their rad mob stands for Master of Barista, which I found out like a week ago. I did not know that.
Curly, who's new to the studio, he's over here just in awe right now. He's Googling everything as we talk.
Mob?
He's like, mob? That's actually not what the mob stands for, guys.
Yeah, it's like... But yeah, so Jackson's one of my closest friends. And that was hard for us because we're at the same age and we were so close in so many ways and so similar. We have the same problems. We have the same, like... We have the same girl problems. We have the same problems with...
What? What? I don't even know what those...
Girls are crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know. Hey, dude, there's a couple of them in the studios, and they are just crazy.
But, yeah, so that was hard. And then Jared Rydell, he just moved up to Portland to help. You guys are crazy. Jared Rydell just moved up to Portland to help open the Lloyd Center, which is such an... And it's cool because these are all such awesome opportunities for them. So it's like, of course I was bummed. I'm like, dang, my friends are leaving. But we stay in touch. Me and Jackson, when he's not in town, we'll talk on the phone every day. And then with Jared, like, it's cool. He's really into Instagram and taking cool photographs, and it's cool to just to go check that stuff out and then shoot him a text. And, you know, we stay super connected because we're all going for the same goal, and we have the same same purpose in mind. So it's easy for us to stay connected even when we're far away.
Yeah, I think, you know, in previous conversations that we've had, some of the things that you talked about, and obviously, I've been watching, you've only had about four drinks off of your iced mocha right now, so I know that your mind isn't working as fast as it could be. I'm just kidding. No, but you've talked about
iced mocha.
You finished that. You finished that iced mocha. No, but you were talking about how it's nice to you have your friends with. The thing that's awesome is you have this thing in common. It's not necessarily it's more of a characteristic than it is like a hobby or something like that. So this thing that you have in common is this striving for more, this striving to be better, this desire. But it's cool because you get to see it through their lives, and they get to see it through yours, and kind of you get to live vicariously through his Instagram account or whatever it is. You know?
Totally. It sounds funny, but I always like to say, like, striving for the next level of excellence and always just kind of pressing on, like, further and just trying to be better human beings and, you know, better in this company and better for the world. And when you have those close friends and those close relationships, you can really, like, thrive, you know, off each other.
Well, there is one thing, though, that, I mean, and I know we just have to bring it up because it's just real, but it's Jackson, your friend Jackson Luckin, who, he has this thing he says.
Dude, I know what you're going to say.
He's just...
I don't know about him, dude.
You know, I thought he liked it, the Miami Heat. I was like, oh, you know, he likes the Heat. And then it was like, oh, no. He doesn't like the Heat anymore. He likes Cleveland. And then I found out really...
there's a weird connection.
There's this weird, you know, oh, he's just a LeBron follower. Which, hey, I'm not going to knock LeBron. He's a beefcake.
But when you say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan will ever, like, ever was or will ever be, there's something wrong.
Well, I don't know. He deals with not only girl trouble, but I think he also... I've played in fantasy basketball against him, and he's just, I don't know if he's very, you know, well, yeah.
Aware
of what basketball is really or how it's played. So anyhow, but that's not to say that LeBron James isn't great. He's no Stephen Curry, but you know what I mean? He's good. And even Stephen Curry, I mean, he's on his way to making himself known, you know, in the world. I follow him on the Instagrams. What's up, Steph? Just saying what's up. But tell me, you know, because I, you know, I think we can beat up friends all the time. That's what they're there for. No, but tell me why it's important to have friends.
Why it's important to have friends. It's so important. They're everything. I mean, your friends are the people that are going to be there with you forever. And they're going to, like I said earlier, they're going to make you better and you're going to make them better. And I don't know, in life, to me, like, I think life is all about really, like, striving just to be better. And just, I mean, in terms of, like, the... what are you doing?
No, dude, go ahead. Keep talking.
In terms of, like, the life that I strive for, it's just trying to, like, be better people. And this company that we work for, it's just to strive to reach new heights and to just... With friends, things become easier, you know, because you can work together. It's a trust thing. It's a teamwork thing. And it matters.
Well, and it helps to keep you going. It helps to keep you motivated. It helps keep you kind of moving. But and then, so the importance of having friends, that's why I feel like it's important then. And I think this is something that you demonstrate really well, is making your friends feel like that there is some value in them.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone, I mean... At least for my crew at Hillcrest, it's like I've noticed the best thing I can do as a leader is to make everyone feel like people love to feel like they're a part of something. They're a part of a team and that they matter because they do. As humans, like we love that. I mean, we're in a sense like we're, I don't want to say sheep, but we want to be a part of something. We want to be a part of a team. And the feeling of like, I matter and if I wasn't here, this team wouldn't run like it does. That's huge. So if I can do that and make people feel like they're a part of something, then I think I'm executing my job.
Yeah. Well, I feel like too, you know, I mean, in the same thing that it is, it's when you feel like you're needed, when you feel like you're valued, when you feel like you're a part of it, it makes you more confident. It makes you more like, all right, man. You know, like I have a purpose. There is this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, and so
to have purpose.
Yeah, and if you can put that, you know, if you can make your friend feel that, they're gonna do that. It's gonna come back to you. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I agree with you, my friend. Oh, like that. See that? I just agreed with you and it made you feel good.
Like friends.
Well, we got to talk about #ClaytonFromDutchBrook.
What is, Mark just brought up a great point. Dude. What is this deal with #ClaytonFromDutchBrook about? I was afraid you were going to ask me this.
Can't get off the hook. Okay, so, so there's this thing and it's called Alex from Target.
And who's that? Who's Alex?
It's this kid who works at Target and this girl like went to Target and took a picture of him. And then Curly's looking it up right now.
Yep, he's Googling it.
And she like took a picture of him, posted him on like Twitter or Instagram or something, and was like, Alex from Target. And he's like this good looking guy or whatever. And then I model for Dutch Bros.
What? A model citizen? What are you talking about?
So there's a picture of me online.
Is that why your teeth are so white? Just because you're like, you get them bleached all the time. You're like, I have to. I'm a model. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my.
Hey, what are you doing today, Clayton? Oh, I'm getting my teeth bleached again and doing crunches because I'm modeling.
And then so she took this picture off the line, like, and then she posted it on her Instagram or her Twitter or something. And she was like, she's like, forget Alex from Target. It's all about Clayton from Dutch Bros. Mm. And then someone on the Dutch page like saw that and then posted it. And then it's super funny. It's kind of like blown up. I get it all the time now going to openings. They're like, are you Clayton from Dutch Bros? I'm like, no, like you got the wrong guy. I work there.
That's
though.
Not me. You're cuter than Alex. Oh, wow. That's sweet of you. I haven't seen Alex, so I'm not going to say, you know, but you're a handsome guy. If that makes you feel good. Because I want to make you feel like, you know, there's value.
Because we're friends.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to do yourself a kindness, I guess, out there, everybody in the Dutch Nation, just go search hashtag Clayton from Dutch Bros, and you'll see. So not only will you see his beautiful face, you'll also see some amazing Dutchware, and it's also a picture that our very own Angie Veek has taken. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So much in one little sentence. Well, if you did have one thing that you could say to those fellow Dutchies on the Dutch page, what would it be?
This company's so amazing and so rad, and so special and unique. But there's a verse in the Bible that I love so much, and it's I think it's 1 Corinthians 14:16, I believe, and it's do everything in love. Because if you do everything in love and you come at things with a pure heart and just love in your heart, then I don't think you can ever go wrong. And I don't know. And if you can, and just going back to this part of the creed, like your friends, at least your friends all have something in them. And it's easy for us to notice that, but sometimes they don't notice it. And I mean, at least with my friends like Jackson and stuff, we'll pick each other and like joke around and stuff. But what's cool, and it comes back to like the coffee, like when we do sit down and have our coffee and like, you know, really talk, that's the times that you really are like, dude, like you're rad. Like you have value, and I wouldn't be the same without you. And I think those are the talks that I think we could do those more often and really let people know what they mean to us.
Well, and you could also give him some advice about basketball, which would be a huge,
yeah,
like, you know,
no, exactly. Just,
no, I think that's real. I think there's a lot of times that, you know, because you're with yourself every day, you know, all the time. So a lot of times you're not going to see some of the areas where you shine or even some of the areas where you are flawed, you know,
yeah.
And when you have someone that you trust and that you care about and that, you know, loves you, it's easy to hear feedback from them. You know, and not take it like criticism, you know?
Yeah.
And so, well, cool. I appreciate you coming back again. Sorry about that the first cut didn't make it. We had some technical difficulties, but Phil apologizes to the world. You know, it's okay. You know what I mean? He didn't even know what the creed was. I was like, how did you even get it? What? He's like, what's a creed? What is that even? Like the movie with Stallone? I hope he gets the Oscar. I was like, you know what, Phil? Just go back to sleep. And then he did. But anyhow. All right, Dutch Nation. Well, there's a lot of love and a lot of ice mochas. You know what? Ice mochas
so
are a
true.
Treat.
They're
a treat.
Everyone thinks you're supposed to drink Americanos. Just get an ice mocha.
I say do it all.
Do half ice cream mix.
YOLO, guys.
Oh,
YOLO.
So good.
I do an iced Americano with about 4 ounces of ice cream mix in it.
Oh,
just kidding.
So good.
I couldn't, dude. I'm too. My metabolism isn't as good as it used to be. I noticed that after I shaved. Woo! All right. Anyhow. All right, Dutch Nation. For reals, though, you guys stay up and enjoy the coffee. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, guys. See ya. Hashtag Clayton from Dutch Bros. Google it.